This is the Brandt and Sherry podcast, sponsored by Metashare. For more info about the show or about Brandt's book, Unoffendable, check out BrantHanson.com.
Hey, is it okay if I go on a little rant here?
Oh, sure.
All right. Okay,
go here we go.
I'm going to get myself psyched up for this. This is me getting ready. I'm ready. I'm getting ready here.
Can't wait.
Stretching out, bouncing up and down, doing the thing boxers do. You put your head over on this shoulder, and then on that one as you're bouncing around and get ready.
Just
I got
to
something
talk?
To say. Yeah, I got something to say.
Okay. Here
right.
we go.
All right. I'm going to go off. Here, hang on. It's going to be good.
Okay. We're ready, I think.
People on social media, I look at your social media profiles. This has happened enough that I thought, you know what? I'm going to mention this.
Okay.
I look at your profile and it's all, oh, I'm all about Jesus. Okay, cool. Awesome. Mm-hmm. And then I look in your actual tweets and they're all politics.
Uh-huh.
So I don't understand. Like, why would you not, like, you're all about this. It's not that tweeting about politics is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
But where's the, it's the reason I kind of jokingly got into this is just because it can sound really self-righteous to tell everybody, hey, you better tweet right.
Right.
But I would think there'd be more, like if you're actually genuinely excited about who Jesus is and you got a platform, you feel like you can talk about politicians, like why not also extol some of the good things about, you know, you just notice that are awesome about Jesus in your life or things that, like you're reading about him and you see him do something or say something and like, wow, that's really amazing. Why not?
That's a wonderful distinction that you made there, because I think some people believe their politics are, when they're talking about politics, they are talking about Jesus.
Oh, I totally believe
They've
that.
They've mixed that all up. So I like the distinction that you made, that the character and the nature of who he is, what you've seen of him.
And again, this is going to sound, I'm sorry if it sounds self-righteous. I really mean it. Like there's some things, if you really do like this Jesus, what is it? I'd love to look at my Twitter timeline and see more, like, man, I can't believe what he said to that woman. It's amazing now that I reread this story about what he did here, and to think that God would be that good to us or something. I wouldn't mind reading some more of that. So, you know, some people will, some people won't, but if it says in your profile that's what you're all about, you're like, okay, let's do it. Just so proud of the people who listen to this show. So proud of you. The talents that people have, we come together, we bring these talents. Got this call. And it touched my heart.
Hi, my name is Laura. I can do a pretty good chimpanzee, so I'm going to do this while I'm driving.
That is the level of intelligence. I think you can learn to expect
from
this
show.
Program. So it's not just us, the people listening too. We all come together.
On that level.
And provide entertainment that's of value, that's insightful.
And so you believe that's an accurate representation of what this show is all
absolutely.
About.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm proud of it.
Great.
Proud of you. Of course, we know that Election Day is tomorrow. You probably noticed, because there's been a little buzz about it.
Just a little.
The last 18 months nonstop. So maybe you're aware that's going on. It occurred to me that when God sent himself into history and he took on flesh, like he could have played a number of different roles. He could have sent a great politician. I mean, if that's what is ultimately going to be what we need, he could have done that. Like, here's the greatest politician from heaven down to earth to give you the best politics. Like, but he didn't do that. You know what he did? He sent a healer. He went about telling people about the kingdom of God and healing. And then he was our savior. And I'm thinking that's because he knows us so well and he knows that's really what we need. I mean, I know we make a big deal out of politics, and I know they're important in their own way, but at a deeper level, you know what we need? We need healing, and we need a savior. Probably going to repeat this a couple times, you know, during the show over the next few days, but one thing about Jesus talking about anxiety, if you're anxious about the election or after the election or whatever you're anxious about, Jesus, when he talked about being anxious, he told us, don't be anxious, don't worry. you have to ask yourself, I think I have to ask myself, what qualifications did he put on that? Did he say, don't worry unless there's a government that you just totally disagree that's getting more power, or there's this guy or this woman or this, you know, unless these circumstances happen, then you need to be anxious. I mean, now we're talking, because that really, he didn't put any qualifications on it at all. It's not that things don't matter. It's just that you know about a deeper reality, and it's a good one. And he is telling you, the one who has the world in his hand is saying, you don't need to be anxious. And he doesn't qualify it. There's no modifier. Don't be anxious. So Sherry was just giving me a political theological lecture here, which
I was not lecturing you.
You know what? It was awesome.
It was an observation.
It was impassioned. And I was like, you should say this on the air because it's so good. You should say this.
That Jesus was born into a very political time. It was a very political time. And people were always looking for him to speak into that.
Yep.
But he was always talking about the kingdom. And it wasn't about power right now here on earth and this. It was about the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom, the kingdom. And I can understand why people, I mean, ultimately he was crucified.
Right. Yeah. But it was like broiling with different political groups at the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was all over the place. They kept trying to trap him in political arguments.
And he made no commitment to any of it.
Yeah, it was just about him.
Mm-hmm.
And then he told people that if they believed in his kingdom, they didn't need to worry about anything. Really thankful for this sports note from somebody who listens to the show. His name is Kurt. And on Facebook, he said, ha ha, Brant, the Cubs won. Ha ha. Feel better now?
Oh, that's what you wanted.
It's so totally,
yeah.
That's totally what I wanted. It took too long, you guys. I thought that's how it was supposed to go down. I root for the rival to the Cubs, the Cardinals, and so I was wanting more of that.
You wanted the Cubs to be more in your face about but they were celebrating and having parades and enjoying
and
themselves.
Being nice to me and everything. I'm like, but I thought the whole thing was we trash talk, and then we're like, oh, you, but your team, and then
looking for more conflict. You didn't get it.
I wanted to be involved with that because that's what guys. I see guys doing it. I wanted to get in on it, and everybody's all lovey-dovey.
They let you down.
Yeah. So thanks, Kurt. Thanks for mocking me. That's what I was looking for, and I do feel better now. And we're pals.
Great.
Fist bump. There is no hidden agenda on this program. I need you to know that we don't hide it at all. Our goal. And I don't really know what I'm doing, like how to do it. I hit the wrong buttons and say the wrong things a lot of times and just generally mess stuff up, but it's okay. Our goal is for you to see just how much God wants you and how much he loves you and that he wants you back if you've left him. You don't have to turn away from him in shame anymore. A lot of us do that. We can turn toward him. And if you're somebody who's, you know, listening and you're not even sold on the Jesus thing, you're totally welcome here. I want you to know that. It's like our goal here, well, maybe not a goal, but the way it actually works is we're weird. I get it. I understand. But the goal is to be welcoming. So weird and welcoming would be the two. I should probably work in another W word.
No.
Weird, welcoming. Brant Hanson Show. It's weird, welcoming.
I think that pretty much, that takes it. Warm? Is it warm?
No. No, is it? I'm trying to hear it in my mind's ear. Like, the Brant Hanson Show, it's weird, welcoming, and...
Weird?
Wee-wee.
Wee-wee,
weird. Spectacular.
This is the weird part.
Yeah. Sorry. Once again. What's going on? I am Brant. Producer Sherry is here, too. You got Lewis on the phone.
Yes, Lewis is on the phone.
I do this thing called Survival School that you're probably familiar with, where I teach survival tips just based on my own studies and experience.
Not experience.
Would you be willing to... Yes, experience. Would you be willing to go through a survival scenario? You'll get 5 seconds to decide what you would do in this scenario.
All right, let's do it.
Okay.
All right,
so you're on an elevator in a really tall building. Let's say it's 100 stories, really, really tall. And you get on it, and there's a baby giraffe in there.
In the elevator?
Yep, and you're with the baby giraffe, right? So it's just you and the baby giraffe. You hit floor one, and then you realize you hear some, like, clanking sounds. Oh, my goodness, and it starts free-falling. It's free falling.
The elevator
free falling. Oh, okay. My goodness. You only have seconds left. What do you do to increase your odds of survival before it hits the ground?
Okay. It's impossible for an elevator to free fall. There are safety mechanisms
I'm so sorry.
He's giving actual facts here.
No, that's not a fact.
It's not?
In point of fact, it's false. What you do is lie down on it to try to spread out your weight. That way when you hit the bottom, they say this will actually help you. That way when you hit the bottom, your weight is, like, you want to be all, like, spread out on the floor.
On the floor. Yeah. What is the point of the baby giraffe?
It's just, it didn't have anything to do with it. Okay. I just wanted an animal there. So he's fine.
Well, should he take care of the baby giraffe? Should he lay the baby giraffe down?
No. Nothing you can do about the giraffe. Just try to ignore the giraffe. Ignore the giraffe, Lewis, and make sure.
This is ridiculous.
Yeah, there's nothing you can do about that. You can't make a giraffe lay down anyway.
You can't?
Nope.
It's to save his little life.
Oh, my goodness. Everything is questioned. Every single little thing. Yeah, I keep seeing these things, so it keeps reminding me to talk about this occasionally with you on the air and stuff. Like on Facebook, Twitter, these pictures. Somebody's facing a sunset. They're silhouetted against the horizon, arms upraised, and then there's something about...
arms upraised.
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
I do, yes.
Or on a cliff. Mm-hmm. Always on a cliff. Mm-hmm. Looking out over the beautiful whatever, and,
yes.
And it's some kind of spiritual... Something about being spiritual, something about God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's all right. But you know what? Spirituality didn't look like that. We've made it into that. That's every book cover about yoga has something like that. Somebody's on a beach and they're out looking. Okay. But life with God is right in the midst of the messy stuff. It's right in your car with McDonald's wrapper on the floor. It's right at your workplace and your cubicle. It's with your kid. It's your struggle. You might be in prison. Nobody makes a meme out of prison. It takes a beautiful picture of you sitting there with scripture next to it. About this is what spirit, but that is where Jesus is.
That's where he wants to be.
It's where he wants to, exactly, right in the midst of it with you. If you clean it up, you're not being real like that. Let him, he can clean it up. The way it looks to him, totally different than that meme.
I find myself trying to create those moments. And when I can't create those moments, I end up not doing anything because I feel like I'm not,
right.
Like I feel like I should be on my, balcony with the sunset and my Bible and a cup of tea, and like I'm trying to create all these
picture things.
Yeah,
this is what a quiet time looks like. The cup of tea is there, you know, everything's just so
And sometimes I see people on social media and they have their stuff laid out, and I'm like, oh, I should probably try
but
to.
They took the time to take a picture,
yeah,
because I mean, that's what we're used to that looking
yes,
or we think that, or it's again. Christian publishing industry does this.
Mm-hmm.
We do it in Christian radio. We'll put stuff, pictures up of just, it's almost like, here's the perfect spiritual moment. And it does, it stops you from realizing God's in this moment right now and I'm doing the laundry.
Mm-hmm.
He's here. It doesn't have to look perfect. I'm unfinished, you're unfinished, and God's with us anyway. Sherry said something brilliant again, which you shouldn't say again, like kids.
About my mom. She loves spending time with me and my brother, and there doesn't have to, I don't have to create a moment. She just wants to be with me. So even if I'm running errands, she wants to be in the car with me.
Right.
Even at whatever I'm doing, she just wants the time. And that taught me
that's
about God.
So important, because it's relationship.
Yes.
Okay, so, but we put spirituality in a different place, but God doesn't. He's like, this is relationship. Mm-hmm. If my kids, like you were saying, like, no, I got to set up the candles, dad's here, and he's mm-hmm. coming. So it's all got to be just perfect.
Would
like,
that
I don't
freak
want
you
that.
Out?
I don't want that at all. I just want time with you. Love you. I want time with you. Don't be doing all, don't wait for that. Hey, I know we're all, you know, flooded with election day info and stuff, but let's not forget that there are award shows coming up. Yes. More awards for people who get awards constantly.
Exact same people.
This show is called the Golden Globes. It's coming up pretty soon.
Mm-hmm.
And they have announced that Meryl Streep will be given an even higher level award. The Cecil B. DeMille Award.
Mm-hmm.
Which is like an upper tier of the same people that we always see.
Yes.
Martin Scorsese, George Clooney, Jodie Foster, Morgan Freeman, Anthony Hopkins, they're all in there.
They've all received that award.
It's a higher, it's upper tier.
Okay, got it.
But to me, I feel like they need a better award than that, even.
And you think it should be what?
I don't know. It's just got to be a higher, even higher.
Mm.
Because they deserve more. They deserve more.
This is not enough.
The ultra double zip zap award of just super double. The super double zippity doo.
No, I like zip zap.
Okay, zip zap award.
She got the zip zap.
Oh. It's not a very popular idea if you say that there's this thing like the spiritual enemy, capital E, that's out there. I mean, the rest of the world believes in it, but modern Westerners like us, we have a hard time with that one. Like, okay, even if we believe in God, people are like, I don't know about that. But, you know what, if you take Jesus seriously, if you really, like, look at the things he said and you believe what he said is true, it's no question. I mean, he said there is such an enemy, and he's out to destroy us, and above all things, he's a liar. Like, he will lie and lie again. And he's always lying kind of about the same thing, which is it's about who you are. And his lies will take one extreme or the other. I've noticed this. It'll be either, you're such dirt. You failed. You're such a sinner that God's done with you and you need to be ashamed. And so don't even show your face to him. That's one lie. And the other lie is you don't need God. You're awesome. I mean, come on. All we need is just positive spirituality with nothing in particular. Like, you don't need it. It's something else. So that's all you need. God's already in you. You are God. So it's either complete dirt or you're God. And it's still a lie. And it's still real. And there's still an actual God who loves you and knows who you are. Her name is Kelsey. Been talking to her on the phone. She's a new mom. How's that baby doing?
Oh, he's doing great. He's getting so big and he's rolling all over the place.
Oh, boy.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm getting bigger, too, and I'm rolling all over the place.
He's just like his Uncle Brad.
Yeah, that's right.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. Told my wife that. I picked up like 7 pounds the last couple weeks.
Did you really?
Yeah.
I didn't notice.
Yep. Got the old untucked shirt going on. Yeah.
What's going on? You're working out and stuff.
I'm working out. I don't know. I think sometimes in life, like as you get older, you just hit a thing.
Man,
we gotta adapt.
I've hit that thing long, long time ago.
Keep hitting things.
There's things everywhere.
So your goal is to the fitness goal. You're joining a club.
Yeah, they have this 21-day thing where it's to maintain weight throughout the holidays because, this is where people start gaining weight. And I thought, you know what? Let's do that, Sherry, because the losing weight thing is not working. So can you at least not get bigger? That was my question. For 21 days, that's a little less intimidating instead of losing weight.
It is less intimidating.
Yeah.
I think that's cool.
All right.
It's also not real inspiring. Like, no one makes a movie. Like, there's a montage of somebody maintaining.
Who stayed just where they were.
Yeah. You see, time-lapse photography. See? Now the same. And then the same, and now the same. It's all that to say it's good. It's just not like a Rocky thing where they put a montage,
not.
And at the end, he's like, he hasn't improved. But he didn't get worse. But he didn't get worse.
It inspires me.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. The Brad and Sherry podcast is sponsored by MediShare. To find out more about MediShare, call 855-772-5699.